Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, yeah. Midday show with Andy and Randy. We're just having a casual off-air conversation about the IMDb page of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Like, I was a big kickboxer.
Oh yeah,
Double Impact, Bloodsport. What was another? Cyborg.
Cyborg was great.
I watched Kickboxer. Once a week.
I love Lionheart.
Awesome.
But I'm trying to think. And then what was the one? Universal Soldier.
Uh-huh.
Now, they should have stopped at one. But yeah, they stopped at one. And I love Universal Soldier. And it was another one when he went to jail. Death Warrant.
Okay.
Another great one. Another great Jean-Claude Van Damme one. After I didn't watch the, was it Street Fighter?
I didn't watch that one.
I didn't see the one with him and Dennis Rodman.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
No. But I mean, you know. For that, what we're talking about, he went on a pretty great run.
But the only thing, I love Jean-Claude, but the only thing is he had to incorporate the split in every damn movie.
Of course he did.
In every damn movie, yeah. he had to incorporate that he can do a damn split.
We all tried it.
We all tried what?
You didn't try to get a couple chairs and see if you could do a little,
hell no.
A little punch?
Hell no.
I did.
Did you try to do the one where you land on your back and your boys pull the jump rope and try to split you over?
No, he didn't do that one. I definitely kicked a tree a couple times, too, like a dumbass. I mean, Kickboxer came out in 1989. I was 5.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
That movie was on yesterday. I promise you, I watched that movie like once a week.
What, Kickboxer?
Yeah.
Really?
It's on El Rey.
Universal Soldier.
Just on.
I still watch that one. I'm trying to think. Like Time Cop, definitely watch that.
Well, Sudden Death.
I don't think I watch. I love Sudden Death.
Sudden Death, the hockey one.
Yes. Yeah, the hockey one when he's like the janitor or the security guard.
Yep.
Yeah, but his kids, right? Did he have his kids with him?
I guess Sudden Death was my last one because that was after Street Fighter.
The Quest.
I didn't see that one. No. I didn't see Double Team. Legionnaire was the one you were talking about that started off this whole thing, and yeah, it just got, you know. It got bad after that. I mean, it was bad before that, but it got bad after that. But yeah, you didn't try to do that roundhouse
on the tree.
You didn't just in general.
Oh,
like that when he needed to end.
Oh,
a fight.
Yeah, like that jump turnaround. Oh yeah, I tried that.
Yeah,
but like the splits and stuff. No,
I didn't try the splits. No,
I tried the split.
Huh?
But I always like that.
I mean, I couldn't do it.
But my favorite part about it was when they would pause it, like that crying ass punk ass scene in Bloodsport where he got blinded.
Him pretending to be blind
yes.
and just going, grasping at nothing. But you know what? He persevered.
Damn sure did. I ain't mad at him.
He won that fight. Won that fight.
He's a little fella.
He avenged
his
buddy.
A little fella.
Yeah.
He's a very little fella.
And now he's a very odd-looking fella.
He wears
like real thick-rimmed glasses.
He's really bad.
Always has an ascot on.
Yeah, he's really bad.
I don't know what he's going for.
He's going for a French guy.
I mean, he is one.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's just coming home. I know he's not from France, but whatever. His name's Jean-Claude, all right? Don't be DMing me like yesterday about the Heinekens.
Well, actually...
Just having some fun here, all right?
Yeah!
We'll get to a college football corner coming up in about 15 minutes. The back page with Bo at 12:40 as well.
Oh, by the way, for the people who keep adding me, yes, we have heard about the tragedy that just happened down in Dallas, and we read the police report. Very sad, very tragic news that, but yeah.
Marshawn Kneeland.
Yes, for people who just keep, we saw it.
Yeah.
We did see it. So we mentioned it. Okay, so please stop.
Yeah.
Yes, we saw it.
I mean,
it's very bad.
There's no discussion to be had
yes.
other than just to, you know, obviously send thoughts and prayers to his family and everybody down there affected by this. 24 years old. And, incredibly sad. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Week 10 kicks off tonight. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, man. The Broncos are going to beat the absolute dog ass out of the Raiders tonight.
Yeah.
Brock Bowers is going to ball. Brock Bowers is going to ball.
Dang it. That's what I meant to do in my prize picks read.
What's that?
Was tell people about Brock Bowers' stat projections.
Okay. Well, you go ahead and do that right now. The Broncos, I mean, they are looking like they're going to be the challengers to the Chiefs in the AFC West with that defense. And as long as Bo Nix isn't awful, they'll win games.
That's what it is.
Yes.
And sometimes he's awful for like a half and then better in the second half and they still win.
Yes.
They've won a couple of the most hideous games.
That game last week. That game Sunday against Houston.
That is one of them.
Yeah.
The one they played in London.
Oh, yeah.
Where they won 13-11 against the Jets.
Yeah, that's what it was, the Jets. And the Jets had every opportunity to win the damn game.
Brock Bowers stat projected at 69.5 receiving
over.
Got to fire the over.
Over.
On that one. And the cool thing about Prize Picks now is you can stack players. So if you want to take the over on Bowers' yards and on his touchdowns, half a touchdown, he's going to get in the end zone tonight. You can do that. So you can get on that.
Yeah, you can do 79.5 for more money.
Or you can do that.
Just a little devil. Prize Picks.
Here's the thing.
I'm going the devil.
There's a lot of fun stuff to do at Prize Picks. You just download the app and use promo code.
That's all you got.
That's all you got.
That's all you
got
to do.
Here's Raheem Morris talking about playing a little cleaner.
Yeah, you know, just got the individual things when you're talking about. And that one right there was not like a Michael Penix full-blown error, right? We're talking about, you know, an inadvertent snap that comes when it's not supposed to come. You know, nobody's ready to block anybody, and you're trying to get the ball out to, you know, to Kyle Pitts' feet. You know, and you don't get enough on it. There's people right in your face. And all those things happen. You get intentional grounding. But you can lump those things to the same one with the intentional ground that we had at the end of the half a couple weeks ago where you don't get it towards close enough to you guys down the field when you're trying to throw a shot at the end zone.
Yes, let's just start listing all of the mental mistakes we've made.
You want to write something down?
That have cost us.
Let me go get me a tablet.
Yards and points. Because there are plenty.
Yeah.
I know that's not what he was intending to do there, but certainly what it sounded like at the end of the quote. That's another huge factor in what we're talking about here. Like, we've obviously spent a lot of time talking about the players, the on-field, the execution.
Right.
The, you know, starts with the offensive line and goes from there. They also have to be cleaner getting the play in.
Yes.
And they have to be cleaner getting to the line.
Their operation sucks.
And they have to not snap the ball before the quarterback.
Yes.
Like, yeah. There's so much crap.
And that's the thing about it, Andy. Those things throw off the actual play itself.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, you've got to get more cleaner operation. You got to get guys in and out of the huddle. You got to get personnel groups in and out of the on and off the field.
But I think the reason we don't spend much time on that stuff is because, of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course. And, like, if you don't, then you just aren't good.
Yes.
And you know what I mean?
Yes.
We're trying to assume that stuff – and, again, assuming that can happen is wrong because every single week stuff like that pops up.
Yes.
But that's given. Like, they have to be cleaner with that kind of stuff. If they don't, then it's gonna lead to costing them games.
Yes.
As it has. They're not very many teams in the NFL are good enough to shoot themselves in the foot and do stuff like that in critical moments. Certainly not this team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I mean, look, there's no... There's no sugarcoating it, but it's also like, it's pretty bad to have to even be mentioning it this far into a season. It's like, yeah, and try to make sure the quarterback's ready when
because
you snap
the same,
it.
Because, Andy, it's the same damn thing.
That's it.
It's the same damn thing
same
over
sloppiness.
And over again with this group.
Over
man.
And over and over.
Yes, and they need to get it quick. They need to get it quick. Get it fixed quick in a hurry.
You're right, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I do know. Exactly.
They needed to get it fixed quick
exactly,
in a hurry after week one.
Exactly, I do.
And it's week 10.
Panthers Rico Dowdle jokes about a GoFundMe for a celebration fund. They doing the pump thing?
He's pumping, yeah.
He's pumping. Yeah. Is it two pumps or three pumps?
I think you're good at two.
Good at
you're
two.
Not. That's what he thought.
So
it's a one pump league.
Dang.
All right.
That's not enough pumps, man.
No, it's not. It's not. Because, I mean, they don't do nothing but leave her unhappy.
Yeah. I got something for you in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, make sure you get that right for us. You saw the Cardinals replace Kyler Murray on injury reserve due to lingering foot. That was a soft landing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so we don't have to really deal with it for
exactly,
a month.
Exactly.
Problem is, I mean, come back in a month.
Yeah, but you know what? We'll worry about that.
Right.
Then.
Yeah, yeah. Buy us a little time.
Yeah, this will buy us some time to see what we got to do with that.
I wanted to hear Brandon Bean, the Bills general manager, talking about why all the trades happened at the deadline. Let's hear what he had to say about that.
There's definitely a faction of, you know, the GMs are coming in younger and there's more have played true fantasy football and stuff like that. And they're growing up in the world of trades.
He's absolutely correct.
I just love it.
Yeah, he's absolutely correct.
I think he said Madden too.
Yeah, yeah. No,
he went on and said Madden.
He's absolutely correct. You know, it's become younger.
Yeah.
It's become more analytical and all that stuff, more aggressive, more fantasy Madden driven.
Yeah, I think yesterday.
He's absolutely correct.
Today or whatever. When was the deadline? Tuesday?
Yes.
Tuesday was the second most trades ever at the deadline, mm-hmm. and the most was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's absolutely correct.
I kind of love it, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's an excitement. It's an exciting thing because, you know, before the NFL, it was always stamp-packed. It wasn't big names.
It was always quiet.
I remember how the damn league went crazy when Champ was traded for Clinton. Everyone was like, what?
Right.
Player for player trade like
in
that?
In season?
I mean, you trade, but yeah, I remember that. But now it's just like, you know, because the NBA had the most boring trade deadline there was. Because it wasn't no real action. It was movement, but it wasn't
guys.
And now it's chaos. I also saw that old boy up there, the finesse artist, the finesse guy, got his own going after this season pocket $90 million for 15 starts.
Kirk Cousins?
Yes, $90 million for 15 starts.
Oh, okay.
Because not traded.
Got it. Yeah. No, he's
good for him.
Say what you want to say.
Good
but
for him.
He is definitely elite at the finesse game.
Yes. Yes. Good for him, man.
Sure.
Good for him. Whatever. Sure. Oh, this is why I thought it was funny. Was Jets all-pro lineman Quincy Williams says the team benched him for underperforming. He's like, AG's like, okay, now that I got these guys out of here, I know you're an all-pro linebacker. You ain't playing well. So you know what? Go to the bench.
Isn't that why everybody gets benched?
Yeah, pretty much. But they're like, okay, why was he playing if he was playing so bad? So,
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
They're trying to lose as many games as they can.
I think you're
your way to getting the first overall pick.
Yeah, you got to be safe, though.
Yeah.
You never know. Who was it? It was a couple years ago where the team had an interim coach in week 18 and just rallied and won a crazy game.
Oh, no.
And cost him the first pick.
I remember Lovey did that to Houston.
It was Lovey, that's right.
Yeah, Lovey did that.
It was Lovey Smith.
They ended up getting CJ Stroud.
They traded to get back in and all that, yeah. But yeah, yeah. Well,
didn't that happen to the Giants?
Yeah, because
last year, didn't they win in week 18 for no reason?
Didn't they beat the Colts?
And lose out on the number one pick?
Yeah.
There's definitely been some late season heroics around here.
Yeah.
When seasons were cashed, when the Falcons got hot and won four in a row. Not four in a row. They haven't done that in a decade, but three in a row.
Yeah, put them in a situation where they have to pick eighth.
Oh, cool. Eighth pick.
Yeah, great. Hey, join 99 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call and react to every Falcons game, and it's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, we'll talk some college football coming up next. You got...
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Three matchups where both teams are ranked. One really good one, one top 10 matchup. That's where game day will be this weekend. We also had some audio from Dabo Sweeney, which
Dabo's
still
mad.
Yeah, he's forever mad. And Steve Sarkisian with an interesting thought about the playoff. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.